Motion man is Robinson, and Mahomes will do it himself, a quarterback keeper, and that is more than enough for a fresh set of downs.
I love that call, but I was wondering if Andy Reid would make it with Patrick Mahomes in his injured ankle, and he is laying on top of one of the offensive linemen, and it looks like he is hurt. He is the injured player.
I would love the quarterback sneak. Like I said, we can call it in the huddle, but there's no way for me to audible to it without telling guys, hey, quarterback sneak. Like, yeah. I hope the defensive line didn't hear us.
Ben said that. Maybe we'll have to get him in. Hey, that's all, again, those are kind of general staff decisions. And some staffs choose not to let people ear hole their quarterback in the side of the head. Other staffs take that risk at times. So, you know, there's risk-reward with everything you do.
Ah, yes. Always brightens my spirits on a Friday to hear Todd Haley.
Coach Todd.
I have an opinion on it.
I'm sure you do, Todd. That's where we're going to start this hour. Thanks for finding us, Pony and Muller, presented by Chafin Luhana Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. Doran Dickerson with us, former Pitt star NFL tight end. He's brought to you by Service Master. Water damage, fire damage, gold mold, call Service Master. Mahomes' injury, now it's only a three-week deal. MRI, good news, going to get a second opinion, but it looks like Mahomes, on that quarterback sneak you heard, avoided a catastrophic injury. That's going to keep him out for the rest of the season. No torn ACL, no torn ligaments at all, just a kneecap injury. But yet this play last night was held up by some Steelers writers as proof that the Steelers are right by keeping the quarterback sneak out of the game plan. Let me just read for you guys both what Randy Fichtner said about the quarterback sneak earlier this month. Quote, "We do it once in a while. People that know me know that it's not been one of my favorite things in the world to do. I wouldn't mind it in certain situations, but when it's obvious situations, fourth and one, third and one, it really isn't something I'm interested in doing. I value our quarterback. There's a lot of stuff going on in those piles. Just the truth be known, if we can't hand it to one of our backs and we can't block them, then we don't deserve to win that down." That's Randy Fichtner's thoughts on quarterback sneaks. So does the Mahomes injury make the Steelers look smart, Dorn?
No, not really. I'm 50-50 with that play. I don't think that, like, even the percentages of guys getting hurt. I mean, when's the last time you saw a quarterback get injured on a quarterback sneak? I mean, it's just a freak accident. I would use it on certain downs. I would use it if it's second and short, third and short, third and one. I think it's 50-50. It's really a – and whenever Ben had that audio you just played, I mean, he can check to that. You know that, right?
He can tap Maurkice Pouncey on the ass and say – and
quarterback sneak.
Yes.
Yeah, he doesn't have to whisper it. He can go to Pouncey before – correct me if I'm wrong, because if I don't want to be the guy oversimplifying something that could be complicated more so than I'm making it seem to be. If he wanted to run sneaks, he could walk up to Pouncey before the game and say, if I tap you on the left leg twice – we are running a sneak, right?
Well, you want the whole offensive line to be in tune. So I would have the whole offensive line and be like, hey, we're going to make a call down on quick. We'd be like, all right, hurry, down, and then go. And then everybody would know the block down. That's what you do on a quarterback
right.
sneak.
Okay, so it's not, so it's still not complicated.
It's not complicated. You don't need the receivers. You don't need the running backs involved. You need the offensive line, the line of scrimmage involved. You could call down, and you could get your quarterback sneak.
Tom Brady, I subscribe to this theory with stuff like this. Again, if it is good enough for the New England Patriots, it's good enough for everybody else. From, and this is just going off of a 2017 story, from 01 to 16, Patriots did more quarterback sneaking than anyone else in football, 139 sneak attempts. So they were doing about one every other game, 91% success rate on fourth and third downs and 2 yards to go or less. Brady just this year, who's 42, two consecutive quarterback sneaks to go, what, about 3.5-4 yards down by the goal line to get a rushing touchdown? If it's good enough for them, it's good enough for everybody else. And this idea that because, like, probably the next big thing in the NFL is going to be out 3 weeks because of a freak injury to his previously uninjured leg, that somehow validates the Steelers, I think, is pretty preposterous. Can I say the name of who wrote the tweet that got dunked on? Are we going to play the game where we don't say this person's name?
No, why not?
Bob Labriola.
Steelers.com.
Who wants you to know that he knows more or thinks he knows more about football than you do, said that I hope everybody that
I'll read the tweet.
Yeah, please.
Hope all of those constantly whining for a quarterback sneak in short yardage situations have Pat Mahomes on their fantasy
that
team.
That reeks of carrying the company line, carrying water for the company is what it is. What it is. It's him saying, see, the Steelers don't do this. So what, Bob? Are we going to outlaw the forward pass because Ben Roethlisberger's out for the whole season on a freak accident throwing a pass? Are we going single wing again? I thought it was just such a reactive statement and such a look down your nose at the hoi polloi who requests that your team run an enormously successful play with a 6'5", 250-pound quarterback more than never. I read it as so offensive to people that consume the Steelers' product. Oh, you're just nitwits out there who don't know football. See, one injury happened. Ipso facto, no one should run this play, and the Steelers are brilliant for not doing so. Garbage.
Bob Labriola can get 1 yard with a quarterback sneak and not get hurt. I mean, it's a freak accident. I mean, he could literally lean forward and get a yard.
But you said at the start of this conversation you were 50-50 on it. Why? So what is the other side of it that's at least has you conflicted on it?
I mean, it's pretty simple. You don't want to get your star player hurt, as what happened to Patrick Mahomes. I mean, now you have to redo your whole offense with Matt Moore, or you would have to redo your whole offense if Ben got hurt. And I mean, obviously he is hurt, but if that happened, you don't want that to happen on a play like that where you need a yard.
So is it 50-50 for you though, or is it more because you're looking in the rearview mirror last night at Mahomes getting hurt, you're probably thinking it's more prevalent than it actually is.
Right. I'm looking at what happened last night to a star player, a star quarterback, who you don't really want to put in a situation like that because it does get dirty down there. I mean, that's the toughest
dirty in
trenches.
The way that gets like gets a guy like hurt that badly though, or dirty like, you know, just like guys pulling on fingers and trying to mess with. I'd be more worried about Mahomes getting like his wrist or something jammed.
Well, I think what Doran is right in this sense about is, you had a quarterback that came into this game at less than 100%. So I don't think I would want to invite contact on a play with Mahomes. That is my only beef. If Patrick Mahomes was skipping and holding hands and doing cartwheels going into this game, it was 100% and got hurt on this play, Chris, I would say anybody that has an issue with it needs to shut up. The only thing that Andy Reid has to second guess himself on is that he called a play that put his injured quarterback into a pile with 11 guys who wanted to basically rip his head off.
So the only, I can respect that, but the only caveat I would have is I would feel a lot better about co-signing that argument and feeling that it had major validity if the already injured leg had been injured worse. Somebody steps on the ankle, he twists it worse, exacerbates that injury. I think Andy Reid dodges a lot of that criticism based on the fact that what happened was to his healthy leg.
Well, and now it's not a long-term injury, correct. So he kind of gets let off the hook there too. My question with the Steelers is, where does this, because I think we felt, and I don't want to speak for everybody here, but maybe I am with this commentary, I felt like it was Ben who didn't want to run quarterback sneaks. That's how it started for me. That it's just, even though it was a successful play for him, at one point he had converted 18 of his last 19 quarterback sneaks. That
Better
was the highest percentage than anybody in NFL history. He was literally the best quarterback at it. And then I felt like maybe he just didn't want to do it anymore. Who knows why?
And I thought he felt like there was a convenient scapegoat in Todd Haley. If he got Todd Haley on board with it and Haley would go to the mat publicly for it, then Haley would get crushed if they didn't do it. And it would be Ben looking like, hey, I can't audible out of it. People would believe that. Ben's the tough guy who wants to run it. Todd's the one who doesn't.
But then Haley left and Ben did it. And maybe that was like a screw you to him. Ben's out, and now their offensive coordinator is still saying, we don't believe
in it. But he's Ben's friend.
But why would Ben want Mason Rudolph to get the same protections as him? I don't get that, Chris.
Well, at that point, I think at this point, Fichtner might be applying the, I just want Mason Rudolph to stay healthy, because on some level, forget about the Ben angle to this, I'm trying to win football games.
But why do they believe that the quarterback sneak is a dangerous play? There is, other than this incident last night, there is no evidence that supports the idea that quarterbacks get killed on sneaks. There just isn't.
Because Ben doesn't want to do it.
And Fichtner's his
buddy.
Fichtner might.
So now because
that.
Of Ben, it becomes a team-wide policy?
Do you think that?
Well, I mean, I could just see them sitting in a room. And he's like, all right, Randy, listen. I mean, you know how I feel about the quarterback sneak, right? About the play. Well, let's just scratch that out of the game plan for the year. And Randy's probably
Now that Rudolph's in, why wouldn't it go back in the playbook? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Why would Randy, 2 weeks ago,
killed it dead.
Why would he say 2 weeks ago, I don't believe in sneaking my quarterbacks?
Have they had to use it? Have they been in a situation where they had to use it?
Yeah, I mean, they've had some third and inches and fourth and inches that they haven't converted this year.
There's one against Seattle that comes to mind when Ben was still healthy. Am I crazier, Pony?
How about one where Moncrief drops the ball?
Right. Was there not one against Seattle with Ben?
There was one where they gave the ball to Connor, too, and he got stuffed.
One of the things that was said last night, I think Aikman said it, was you've got to, if your quarterback's hurt, you've got to trust one of your backs to get like 6 inches. Yes. And yet, at the same time, I actually disagree with that just as kind of the unwashed masses here, because that back is still getting the ball 6 yards behind the line of scrimmage, whatever it is, several yards off the line of scrimmage. So he's got to advance the ball that many yards just to get back there. The quarterback takes a snap and falls over. That's a much more guaranteed way.
Well, let's get a physics. Think about momentum, though. I mean, if you're starting off 6 yards back and you have the speed,
but the
you should get it.
Sure, but the defensive line has time to get maybe a push going in the wrong direction.
But whenever I said earlier, you said, how dirty does it get? Whenever I say down, they're blocking down. And your reaction as a defensive lineman is going to go down, too. So that's kind of how a quarterback could get hurt. And if I'm a running back, you know that everybody's going to go down. So I feel like I could get that yard.
That being said, though, percentages, a running back converting fourth and inches or third and inches versus a quarterback, the quarterback league-wide has a higher conversion rate. But, hey, you played with a quarterback who loved it in Brady. Maybe you played with quarterbacks who you know didn't like it.
I've never heard this brought up before.
Really?
Not until now, not until Ben. The whole situation, my whole entire life playing football, I thought that was an actual legit play where quarterbacks are like, yes, I want to get the
first down.
Yeah,
I would think quarterbacks would love it.
Would want to, right?
Brady's the ultimate competitor, and I think he loves giving a little screw you to the defense. And here's the other thing. You just mentioned momentum, and I'm glad you did. You don't have time. I know it's a dirty play at the bottom of the pile, but a lot of football injuries happen because things are so high speed. There's not enough time to generate speed. It's like the one play that's a holdover from the old days of football when it was just try to push the other guys, and it looks more like rugby or mass sumo wrestling. I would think quarterbacks would say, relatively speaking, this is a very low impact, low injury risk play for me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.